no heavenly bliss. I never wanted a good night kiss. Then all at once, up jumped you with love. Could you imagine that?
The guitarist on that Fats Waller recording is Al Casey. He died Sunday at the age of 89. Casey had played with Waller from the early 1930s until Waller's death in 1943. He later freelanced in many bands and played with saxophonist King Curtis in the late 50s and early 60s. For about 20 years, beginning in 1981, he played with the Harlem Blues and Jazz Band. In May of 2004, we paid tribute to Fats Waller to celebrate the centennial of his birth. Our guest, guitarist and singer Marty Gross, performed Waller's songs. We also called Casey at his home in New York for a brief chat. First, Marty Gross and I talked about Casey. Marty, was Al Casey influential on you? How would you describe Al Casey as a guitarist and his importance in Fats Waller's group?
Well, it was no amplification for guitars in those days. So Fats was one of the few bands where you heard the guitar, and indeed where the guitar was frequently featured, either backing up his vocals or in solos. Al got a lot of solo space on the Waller recordings during those years. And you just didn't get that with the big bands, and you didn't get it with a lot of little bands either. Either they didn't have a guitar, or if they did, the guy just played rhythm. So I think he was very important.
But there is one recording that Al Casey is very prominently featured on, and he gets to solo. What recording is that?
With Fats, that would be Buck Jumping. Yeah. It's nice that he got the feature. He deserved it, you know.
I think we have Al Casey on the phone now. Al Casey, welcome to Fresh Air. Thank you for joining us in this centennial celebration of Fats Waller.
Yes, thank you.
And with me here is guitarist and singer Marty Gross. What was it like to play with Fats Waller? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, it was nice. It was wonderful. It was a very good experience for me. It was fun music.
It sure was.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And how did you meet Fats Waller?
Well, our two families know each other. I met him through a part of my family. I had known him in his playing, and his playing kind of got to me in a way, you know. And so I tried to combine both of them, his play and my play.
You know, Fats Waller was famous for not only being a great musician and songwriter, but he was fat, which was how he got his nickname. He also drank a lot. And that helped, I think, ruin his health. He died of pneumonia in 1943. Did you ever worry about his health when you were playing with him?
Oh, did I ever worry about him? Of course I did. But he seemed to be all right. And, you know, I didn't know that much was wrong with him until it happened, you know. And it kind of shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, kind of did what it did to me.
Right.
You can imagine.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Are you doing anything to celebrate the Fats Waller centennial?
I've had a lot of nice calls and visits too, you know. And I haven't made it out. But I mean, I know about it, and it's kind of, oh, what do you know? You know what I feel about it.
Well, I want to thank you for spending some of this time with us.
Well, I want to thank you for having me.
Al Casey recorded in 2004 on the occasion of the centennial of Fats Waller's birth. Casey died of colon cancer Sunday at the age of 89. He would have turned 90 on Thursday. His planned birthday celebration will now be a musical memorial service.